Parshas Noach. So Ela told us Noach. Noach ish tzaddik. Noach was a tzaddik. Tomim hoyu b'day reisov. He was a tomim. Esol l'kim asalach Noach. Says Rashi. Ela told us Noach. Noach ish tzaddik. Hoyo v'yiz kiroi. Since it mentions him. Super b'shvach ish nemar zeche tzaddik l'vracha. That the zikaron of a tzaddik should be l'vracha. And therefore, that's why it goes ahead. It says, and it's not just stamas. The Torah is telling us that whenever we are mentioning a tzaddik, that's why we say that it should be to create bracha. And the same, the flip is that about Shem Rishayim Yirkov, that the name of Rishayim should be what's called. That's why whether we say Yimach Shemom V'Zichrom or that type of thing, that's also that shouldn't bring about the wrong thing. It should also be destroyed.
I like the way they. The Lainos managed the trap. The Noach is written twice.
Yeah.
A Noah.
Right. Noah. Yeah.
That's the one. They all do that.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it must be.
Probably yes. Yes. For some reason. Some
tzaddik,
reason.
You could talk about tzaddik because he's tzaddik of the day razor.
Oh, so now next Rashi says b'day roisav yesh Rabbi Seinu some rabbis darshan with l'shvach darshanin l'shvach, meaning that kol shekain certainly shilhayu b'day tzaddikim hayu tzaddik yoyser hoya tzaddik yoyser, he would be tzaddik yoyser. We'll see what that means in a second. Yesh darshan with l'shvach. Some people say it's a g'nai l'fi dayra hoya tzaddik k'fi is dayra is a tzaddik v'ilhayu b'day shav rom lahi nefshu l'klam, he wouldn't be anything. Is what's going on over here a machlekes that in other words, do we look at the that would his tzidkus be bigger or not, or avada his tzidkus would be on one level, and it's just how to measure it up once again. Is it that in one dar his tzidkus would be level 5, let's say, but in another dar his tzidkus, he himself would have, let's say, done more things and been a better person? Is that what we're saying? Or it's simply of what you lined it up against.
Yeah.
In other words, he was, let's say, level 8. So level 8 in this dar is beautiful. Level 8 in dar shal from everyone's level 15. Level 8 is nothing. So you're saying you think that in dar shal from he would have done more. But even so, the other tzad is saying,
oh, next Avram would be number 1. This is Avram number
10. Right. You're saying he would have done better. But no, even so, he's nothing.
No, he wouldn't be on the radar. So he'd be okay.
Right, but why wouldn't he be on the radar? He wouldn't be on the radar just because he'd be the same. Or even if he did more, he still wouldn't be on the radar.
He wouldn't be on the radar. He would not even be mentioned.
Right.
That's what I was
yeah.
telling
yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure. Certainly. Of course. So first of all...
I always had this trial. Which year do you go to? Do you go to... You being the worst of the best, or the best of the worst?
Hagufa. Oh, so all the all, exactly all. All
no,
I wasn't gonna say Mishnahavas. No, that what?
You go first.
No, all the Bali must say that Avada. It's just the fact that you are the greatest over here. That's not where you stop. You still have to look everywhere and anywhere. And is there better than you? Are there better than you? For instance, the Rambam doesn't say that each person has a choice to be as great as the Chavetz Chaim or to be as great as Rabbi Akiva. Each person has the choice to be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, which means the greatest they can be. But Hagufa, it means you got to keep going and going and going and going and going until you reach the Tachas HaShleimus. Therefore, if one can be in a, I would say, if one can be in a yeshiva that is, let's say, a lower level and he's the top there, but he won't let it affect him, he'll still keep growing, 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 which is not the usual by most people, then okay, very nice. But generally, it's better to always be in a place that can help you continue grow and grow, because then you'll keep moving automatically. That's how people work.
The worst is the best the worst?
Better to be worse than the best, because you'll keep going.
Worst is the best?
Yes, because best of the worst, you're not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. Now we'll get back. I guess we'll get back to possibly to Mishnahavas in half a second. But to speak out now, what exactly is the shvach of the in his dar? In the in his dar, we can say that what's going on here is that if you think about it, 120 years he's building this table. We'll get to maybe other Shitas in a minute, but the Pashas of the Shitas is Rashi and other Maimari Chazal that it was 120 years to build the Teva. So 120 years, and we know what was going on during those 120 years. They were chepering him, they were making fun of him, they were saying, you don't know what you're talking about, and now I understand when people are living 1,000 years, 120 would be Doim Etar 10, but even so, imagine someone getting chepered in our days for 10 years straight. And therefore, so what? There's a Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, that says, Derech Briyotzei Shel Adam, the normal tendency of a person, Lias Nimshach Achrei Sivoysov, is to get pulled after his surroundings. That means whether materialistic, whether as far as ruchnius, whether as far as people saying, whether as far as people talking to each other, not talking to each other, whatever it is, they will get automatically, and you will start mimicking the ways of the land.
So the shortest vision is 10 years?
I'm sorry? I'm just saying.
Ratio.
All right, I'm saying ratio-wise, right? In those days, they lived to 1,000. 120 years might have still felt like 120 years then. I have no idea.
But the terrace is 120 years?
Yes. Okay. Right. It's very long. So... So
for 1,000 years, so it's like ratio of 10 years.
Oh no, 120 years is a long time.
Yeah. And even
when they did one school, then they went home and they did another school.
We'll get to in a second about the taking through the years. But and the Rambam says, and therefore you have to attach yourself to a chevra of tzaddikim so that you will get pulled towards them. And if you can't find anyone, he says, kemoiz manenu. This is the Rambam talking. Back in his times, in the around the year 1000, 1100, that there's not, then he should move to the midbar, meets nimloin, whatever. He should move to a place where he won't be nimshach achar anyone, and therefore he'll be able to set himself on the right path. So therefore Noach that stayed 120 years and was not pushed by the door, that's wow, exactly.
Sadic.
Yes.
Who is sadic?
Yes.
Why is it, what's the derisa?
What?
What's the derisa?
No, because Lamaisa, the other side is saying, very nice, with all that, very nice. It's a tremendous level, but he could have been greater had he been.
Just that in itself, imagine.
You send the guy out to the trenches, and he fights it out, that's beautiful, and that's extremely high level. But if he sits up with all his, whether it's friends in yeshiva, or whether all his friends in the army continuing training, then of course he'll continue to get better and better and better and better. The actual putting out of 120 years standing up to that, that's beautiful. But
it could,
he is a tzaddik, but the other side is saying, you know what?
All your friends in Palestine.
Every week. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. But you know what? At the end of the day, what's going to be is you'll have a strong commitment to Shabbos, but maybe only to three aspects of Shabbos. Mashenkin, if you would have sat in a yeshiva, then you'd have a commitment to Shabbos with 1,000 aspects of it.
No, I don't know. Full Shabbos.
Where? Mishnah Chaf. Oh, Shkoyach. Shkoyach Rabbi Waxman for pointing out that Mishnah Chaf in the fourth parak of Perkei Avos says, "Ramasim b'charash omer hevi machtem b'shleim kol adam vehevi zon of la rayis, and one should be the tail to lions." Sounds pretty straightforward. I think there's another member somewhere. Instead of Balti Reisha Shalom, very good, right there. Then the Mishnah does so better. It sounds like better to be the worst of the best than the best of the worst.
Shoot, I didn't live like that.
Okay, well, that's why we're talking. That's why we're going forward. Just open the new year. That's what it is. Don't look at the past. Look towards the future. It's always what to be a part of. Okay, so that's as far as Noach. Okay, now, how long did Itaka take him? So good. There's the Shita of 120 years. There's another Shita
1,200 years
that it took 5 years. And then another Shita that it took 52 years. The Radal on the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, who says it's 52 years, is trying to be masbe that, of course, he's maskim that it was, that there was something of 120 years. He says that it was 120 years that it took for the planting and the cutting down of the trees, and then it took him 52 years to build.
You said five.
Sorry?
The terrace is 120.
What?
So the terrace is 125.
I am... The Torah doesn't literally say 120. It was all the Ma'amar Chazal say that what it says then in the Bereishis that I will give 120 years means that the 120 years of building Teva. That's what most of us are. That's why I let it go for it then. But it doesn't literally say that he built the Teva for 120 years. No, it does not literally say that 120.
That was my question.
Okay. So now we clarified it, Baruch Hashem. Lemaisa, according to Rashi, what took 120 years? So what took so many years? Even according to the Medrash that it was Arazim, still it's pretty sure that it took 120 years. The Tzofras Paneach says that it says, Asel Cha Teva Satsi Gefer, you build it, you build it. No one's supposed to help him. Even though Rashi and Sukkah seems to say that Shem might have helped him. But no, it sounds like it was a tzivui specifically to him to do, which we'll get to in half a second about whether Noach's way was correct, but let's pull this off for a second in this way and start us off for over there. That so what's Noach doing? 120 years, he's literally building it himself. What's that going to help anything? What's that going to help anything? Let him go make seminars. Let him go make seed programs. Let him go all over. They should send him out to die.
It became a tourist attraction.
He should send him. It became a tourist attraction. But did it help? Was there any Bali Tshuva?
No.
It was the most disastrous venture ever.
So it could have been 5 years. I
hear. Okay. But again, most say 120.
I mean, it was a good tourist attraction.
So. Why didn't he go all over? So one mahalach is that Hagufa. Hashem told him, you build the Teva. This is your tzivui. And if you do it to the utmost, we can perhaps say that he didn't, and that's why it didn't work. But as Zevi Rav Sosa Lanter says, that who knows that the Masmid in Aishishuk over Ishtender, just going back and forth and learning, Chazah Shtarkeit is working out that the different slice, but basically that the Balaver in Paris is gonna not eat that pig on Yom Kippur. In other words, how does that work? If you live in the materialistic world, it doesn't work. But us as Yidden know that there's a higher realm of Hashem, and Hashem works that out. Hashem works that out. You sit over here learning. You don't have to go out all over the place, and he'll work out that. That guy will have what's what. There's a kind of logic of how things bounce back and forth in the world. Very nice. But anyways, so could be that it didn't work. Was new.
Kai sells one body. No. That's the one. I tell the crew another.
Oh, is that fine? Is that fine?
If you jump and the head goes from 6 feet to 7 feet, so the feet will go from 0 to 100 feet.
Is that fine? I hear.
No, it was like 5 people, I think.
Al Kapana, but Nayach.
Like so many people.
If this way is being suggested by Nayach, perhaps he didn't do his utmost best in it, and that's perhaps why it wasn't mashpia on anyone. But Al Kapana, that's definitely what he was. That's Al Kapana, what he was doing. Now, other Mahalchim, to answer this question of how come it didn't work, Rav Shaul Shadron says that Avada, he had people, but they weren't really committed. They weren't really committed. You know, yeah. I mean, it didn't work, right?
Instead of Trump.
Kishka, whatever, yeah. Avada. Yeah. Avada. Rameir Shapira says that you need to believe in what you're selling. If you don't, then chas v'shalom.
He didn't believe.
Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. In other words, he didn't believe. He didn't believe that anyone's going to listen to him. He didn't believe that anyone's going to listen to him. So Taka, they didn't. If he would have exuded confidence that everyone's going to listen to me, then they would have believed him. But he didn't believe. Maybe that's a chelik of the Miktane Amanim that he wasn't such a mime. Perhaps it was this was a chelik of it.
So how was he saved?
What?
Lamaisa,
he had chosim. Lamaisa had chosim, and if I cared, it becomes the tain on him that why were you there and no one else got saved? Something should have happened. It must be on someone.
His family
pashas was saved with chosim. But no one else.
Don't we see that the anyone under 100 was not a bar evil, that they weren't punishable, but they managed to get get swept up.
Right. That's a good point.
So from there, could you say that many people have a lot of schusim, it just wasn't enough? So it was mashpil. It mashpil a lot. They brought a lot of people from eating pork to eating triangle cake. And they didn't make it all the way.
Could be. Maybe, perhaps that's a chilek of what Rav Shlomo Chadron is saying, that they weren't really, in other words, they moved something, but it wasn't enough to battle out the what's going on.
Even on the table, you know what, we just need to put.
Right.
They're all dead now.
Right. I mean, we have a right to go towards this way to pull out something for ourselves because Chazal Lamaisa have it as a Taina on Nayach. That was called the Avram Davin at least tried. It seems like Nayach didn't even try. Right? That goes with the chelik of this that he was trying. He was doing a venture for 120 years. What happened?
Avram. Kodesh Baruch Hu asks Avram that he wants to kill them out by stone.
Right.
So really, the halacha is if you have a beis din, if everyone paskins that these chayim mitzvah,
you don't kill.
We don't kill them.
Right.
So when Kodesh Baruch Hu goes to Avram, he tells him, he says no. But his no is
So really, it was
the same.
Interesting. Interesting. I hear what you're saying.
Hashem says, no, you sit because it's mishpat.
Right, right.
He needed one person.
Right, to say no, and then it wouldn't be very interesting.
That's what it says later on.
Said
that they were also the Neshamas from the Dora Marvel, that they got later reincarnated. That obviously they're supposed to have something
interesting.
Again.
Interesting. I hear. Okay. The Reb Chatzka Levenstein says that Noach was Miktani Amana. The Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is Masbir that he was Maimon that Hashem is such a Baal Rachamim that he would not actually bring a Mabel. And therefore, Viter, another way of saying basically the same point as before, that you can't sell it because you're not here. Exactly. A goof. Chasrom not that way. He's saying. It's a good thing, but obviously it was misplaced. Hashem is commanding him, go, because I'm bringing a marble. No, you're not gonna. You're not gonna. It's in a way, it's good, but it's misplaced. It's almost like we spoke out in Paris Kisetsi about the people by the war. Oh, I am so worried about my affairs. It's a beautiful thing, but when you're going to war, Hashem said, don't fear, otherwise, and I'm sending you home from such a thing. I'm sending you home because this is misplaced fear of affairs. It's affairs, fears of affairs, a good thing, but not over there.
So every time you're going to die, how do you do it?
What do we say during the Ela from the Psukim in Cheskel? Loi echpeitz b'maisaneis. I don't want the dead guy to die. In other words, I don't want the Russia to die. Yes, he did something. Go ahead and go weiter. Go ahead and go weiter. Turn yourself around, and that's what I want.
After 120, I don't know about your Ganadin, but my Ganadin is like a full 4K HD video of exactly what happened.
No.
Exactly what happened. You masking or
not? Exactly what happened where, when?
The whole tour, is that gracious?
Oh.
It's a full video. I mean, you know, where are you going? I don't know, Rush. Where are you going? Full video of the Gans of Terror.
I hear you.
Gracious to tomorrow.
I hear you. Perhaps.
You buy a ticket?
I definitely buy in.
That's what I want. I mean, I don't know about you.
He's trying to listen.
4K.
No, this is enough. Oh, and you see certain things. We know of certain things that says that when they went to Muhammad, they like went to Devorah because she's going to be rough.
Right.
So she could like... It's not changing the Navi, but if you look at it sometimes in a positive light, it could maybe change that. Because like he was also like trying to like have some positive
right.
flip on it in order to actually change it.
Right, right.
Yeah. Not that he wasn't believing. There's an alternative. It's Nabu. It's not everyone had Asma Kar like Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's
right. Pasuk says, "Sorry, Tassel Ateva." To Pshatim, whether it's a stone that seemed to have caused light or a window. So Rabbi Yossel Slutskar, I think there are perhaps others who do this as well, but Rabbi Yossel Slutskar, I have down at least, was Toil of this in the Pshatim. If Nayach was Lishvach, so it was a window. He's allowed to see what's going on. He's a tzaddik, just like Avram was allowed to look at Sedayim. But if it's a Gnai that was sent on him before, then no, he's just like light was not allowed to look at Sedayim. So too, Nayach would not be allowed to look at the Peronis of the Mambul. And therefore, that would fit that it's something to give light over here, but he would not be allowed to see what's going on outside.
Exactly. So after by so perfect example, like my 120K video.
Right.
Wasn't that good or bad? I'm
right.
So curious.
Right.
Also, a lot of Mefarshim go total opposites. I would love to know like what really happened.
Both
right, exactly. Yeah. How is that? Yeah. But how do you see that in the video? Like, is it like two versions? Like, is the video gonna split?
Like, that's explained. It's like the Eitzah Das is the first, what was it?
So they have
many,
the
man.
So the verse says that
they're all right.
It smelled like this. It looked like that. So they're all right in a certain way. That's what it means.
How are they? How is it an apple of fig?
Oh, so that's
a carrot of cucumber.
Like I'm saying, it smelled like.
How did it smell like five different things?
No, it didn't smell like five things. It smelled like an aspic. It looked like a fig. It tasted like a thing. That's the example that they bring, that they're all right in a certain way.
So yam, because yams are split 10, 12, 120, 400, 500 ways.
Yes.
So which one did it go?
Yes.
All of them?
Exactly.
How did
in
it do?
One aspect, he was right because this was right. I just brought an example. You want to understand
how it was time or 12 times?
We're not going to sit on regular achas of the entire Torah, but that's
yeah.
how goofa.
They're all right.
We've gotten to this before. Quite a few times during the shears. What's it called? We get to this. Exactly. Al kol panim, it says so. Nayach did vayas nayach klasher tziva Hashem kain asa. Right, we find such a lashon by the menorah, also by Aaron melamich leshina. What's the kain asa over here? That so nayach did. Perhaps it's that he did it because Hashem was mitzave. In other words, where's the room to say that he ignored something? Perhaps there's room to say he wasn't doing it because he believed that there was going to be a mambul and therefore he was freaking out and trying to build himself a boat. Perhaps Cain also, I'm ignoring my fear, what people worry about. Hashem told me building a teva, I'm building a teva. Almost like we said before about doing the, I'm doing the tziva Hashem. And then that's how Hashem works out in different other places in the world. Exactly. Exactly. This was his mitzvah. Exactly. Yeah, definitely other things. Pasuk says, how many did he bring in? Shiva Shiva Ishva Ishtai. That's from the Behemoth Tyra. Behemoth Shalai Tyra he Shinayim Ishva Ishtai. Now, Shiva, Shiva, Ishva, Ishtai. So how many? How many? So Pashta, the Pashtas of the way everyone learns, is that seven sets of
kosher.
Zachar and Nekeva, correct? Of the kosher, right? Lamaisa, why do you need
how do they make babies?
All of them? What?
How do they make babies?
One set of husband and wife.
That's
and the rest,
men?
And the rest, and the rest, or whatever.
Is that going to work so?
They'll be. Why do you bring more? That's carbonus, right?
No, to prove the.
Why do you have? Why do you have? Loi tahira shnayim ish v'ishtei. Why?
Oh, the treva.
Why to populate the world? Because you
right.
need to have zebras in the world. You
yeah.
have lions in the world. So Mimele, you bring two. What's two over there? Two over there is the shnayim. Two ish v'ishtei. One. And the Ishtai. So what's by Shiva Shiva Ishva Ishtai? If by Shnaim Ishva Ishtai it was Shnaim Ishva Ishtai, so by Shiva technically it should also be that a total of seven Ishva Isha. One guy is ending up stuck out. So no, maybe you say that you have two out of the seven are husband and wife, and the other five, well anyways, you're dealing for karbanas. So who cares? Who cares what it is? And especially
they're all karbanas?
That's what
five.
Or if it was seven sets, then it was 14. Then it was two were simply for populace, and the other 12 were for kabbalas.
I thought Jews need more food, so we need more kosher food.
No.
Didn't do
kabbalas
before. Only afterwards.
Karbos Meinoich, it's called. Yeah, I'm saying there was Adam Kain Hell. But.
That was not
Teres Carbon, Sharpar, or whatever.
It
yeah.
wasn't a real carbon.
Yeah, yeah.
It was some
toy of some sort.
Yeah, no, they didn't do any carbon.
Yeah, no, it's true. The name given in Maseches Vachim is the Carbonus Bnei Noach. They're dinim, that you're allowed to bring any animal, of any kosher animal, as opposed to Beis HaMikdash. It's only a few. And you can bring Zachar and Nekeva, as opposed to Beis HaMikdash. Some of them, for instance,
only
can only bring Zachar. What? Only Noach, fine. He's the only one who has to know. He's in charge of the operations over here.
See, again, that was only afterwards.
Right.
During
the- right. Vayiskar Hashem ba'adoi. Hashem protected, Rashi says, protected Noach from the onslaught of people. What did they want? 120 years, they ridicule him. All of a sudden, oh, now we're going to get you, that you got to bring the lions and tigers and bears online, to, like Rashi says, that he set them around
money.
To scare everyone off? What?
They're lions are money.
No. Yeah. Hashem set up these lions and tigers and bears to ward off the dangerous people. What are they trying to do? They want to kill Noach. Why? 120 years, they ridicule him. All of a sudden, they kill him.
120
years? Right now, as the Bible's about to happen.
Oh, because they want to go in. What do you mean? They're
going to attack. Oh, so that's an interesting thing. You're saying at the last second, they attack the top. No.
It's raining.
Afterwards. Now, it happens to be that what's called that Rashi says, Chazal says, that they tried to go up in the mountains. They thought, we'll show you. Okay, fine. So I understand that even when you're saying when it's raining already, then they're trying to swim to the boat. But this is before the boat. Nothing. I mean, whatever, a little bit of rain. Okay.
Well, you kill him and then we take a boat. Stay there.
But it's just interesting. It's interesting that 120 years, you ignored it. And now all of a sudden, you break. Yeah, when you see Noach actually going in, now it turned. I'm like, oh, no. Nothing happened yet. Maybe it started raining. It's a machleik. No, it's a machleikas. It started raining. It smelled like rain, but it didn't.
No, there's a lot of...
You wait for the video. Wait for the video.
So many
okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, the video also, I'd love to know. I heard also that...
It couldn't all fit on the boat. It was right. That they always thought that if one person's alive...
Right.
Then HaKadosh Baruch destroy the world. But if there's no one, if they kill
Noach,
then they're not
going to
destroy the world.
I hear.
It's the whole family also then.
What?
Because it's got to grow also.
You have 30 kids in a classroom, one kid is still good, then you can throw 29 kids at you, punch 20 kids. If you throw all 30 kids out,
then you didn't do it. You're not a Rebbe.
That's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Later on, when he breaks the law, he says, I'm in the same part, so you can't do anything.
Right.
Because the Messiah said, I'll just keep you.
Oh, and this is it, because Noach is a reincarnation of Noach.
Really?
Yeah, that's why this week's Pasha Rashi says that's the difference is they put the piece of the tar on the inside or the outside, the Tafka and the Taps are the only places by Noach.
Who's the one with Moshe's Rashi Tevis? What? Hevel?
Yeah.
And Chase? Yeah, we mentioned this a couple of shows ago.
It was a few
Gilgal of
a
couple.
Yeah, not much of theirs, but
Moshe is Joseph also.
He's
saying the same person. Him and when he died, the neshama is in the night. You were saying what is it?
Gilgal, whatever it means, a chesish. Just to mention, not to get totally involved in the cheshbon, but basically everyone knows a little bit of the cheshbon, how the water went down. Rashi makes a nice cheshbon. If you work out the days, then you have 60 days, and it went down a certain amount, the same amount every day for 60 days. Beautiful, and that's how you end up the 11 amos, and that's how you know the table was sunken in. The Ramban, one of his very good points and why he switches around a lot of things is that if I have a big bowl, and the water, you like this, if I have a big bowl, and I put a little hole in the bottom, so at first it's going to take a while for that outer bigger rim circumference of water to start going down. As it starts going down and climbing towards the inside, it'll drop its level faster and faster and faster. The water's not going any faster. But in other words, as it gets...
Not even in look.
It'll climb down the cup faster, literally faster, because it doesn't have as much room that it has to get rid of for that level, correct? So therefore, says the Ramban, the world is a sphere. So let's say this is the world. Forget about mountains. If the world is like this, so now the water went out on all over like this. So as it gets like this, it shouldn't be like Rashi saying that it's moving the same amount every day and you have a beautiful cheshbon. As it goes more and more and more, it should lose more and more altitude faster. Right? This cup. If I open a teeny hole over here, right? So to get rid of all this water is going to take, let's say, 5 seconds. But when you get to the next level, which is less water to get rid of, right? You understand why it's less as you get? So now that's going to take only 4 seconds. Over here, it's only going to take 3 seconds to move down the level because there's not as much.
only even thinking it's like a fishbowl.
Okay, so think about the world. Think about the world. If you add water on all sides, the world is not flat, right?
Right.
The world's round.
Right.
So maybe it's the water was on every side.
Yeah.
So maybe as you come inwards, you're coming.
No, because in the middle.
I don't know where I'm saying he was floating on top somewhere, right? But Kabbalah, the water was all coming in like this,
yeah.
So therefore it should have come in faster. And the Ramban Taka says that Rashi doesn't learn B'chlal anything about this Ruach. He says Ruach Kais Tanchumen, but the Ramban learns that which it says, that there was this huge Ruach, it means that there was this wind that blew away thousands of millions of gallons of water at once, and then eventually it got to some Cheshbon, and then the Ramban goes and works out there. So I just wanted to point out that interesting point. That that the Ramban says is not so necessarily nice and rosy. For sure, Rashi has a cheshbon why he said what he said. But okay, fine. After the mabul, it says that he sent the oirev. Doesn't say why. Vayishalach es oirev, vayetzi yotzev ashev, adivayish my mal aretz. Vayishalach es ayoyne, he sent the dove, liris akal my mal pnei adama. Why does it say what he did by the yoyne, which should have been what he did for the oirev as well, but yet it doesn't say what he did. So that's Batsama Ara. I did notice there are a few answers. I happened to notice one answer of the Archaim, although he gives a few. The answer was because we know the Oirev was one of the things in the Teva that ignored the Isser on having relations. So therefore, right away when Noach got the chance and it was safe to open a window, he opened the window and he tried to garish him. He tried to send away from the Teva. He kept trying to come back in. He kept sending away adivaisus and my malaris, and this kept happening the entire rest of the time until they finally said on got out of the teva, and the Erev was able to find somewhere for himself to go. But Noach was keeping trying to, excuse me, you don't belong here anymore. Why didn't he throw Ham off the table also? I don't know. But I guess I could want him a bird, maybe held.
He threw him away. He wanted him to have the opportunity to bring back serious favors, good news. On Shabbos afternoon, that's why some going to run to Shabbos.
Yeah, right.
He didn't send him back the next day. He waited next week again.
Right.
Again Shabbos afternoon.
So be Shabbos. Right.
And then after the second day, it's not working.
Lefidus Arachaim, right? He's saying, Samshan the Erev is, you don't deserve to be in this table because you're Mishamish, right?
Okay. He's saying, you're going to
He's saying, and he's saying, and I, Vayeti Yotzev Ashayt, what? And the Caliph, right? The dog, one from animals, one from birds, and one from people. Cham was from people, dog was from animals, and raven is from birds.
That's why the dog attacked myself, dog.
What? No, I guess at least the Oirev had the Yechus to fly, so maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly. Is it Archaim? Archaim HaKudosh.
The whole idea is very good. I learned a lot of Pshat. The whole story. Yoshka's supposed to come. There's a whole interesting thing about this Oirev. Interesting.
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
He wants to do Pshat, he wants to do thing, whatever.
Why is Chum like get Chum?
Kelev, this is the
latest
Shuvah, that's
what
the Mitzrayim, they, whatever.
Okay, just to end off, there's much to say about the marbles, much to say about Migdal Bavel, Rubenus and Ibishitz, that possibly is a rocket ship of some sort, whatever that means, that they're trying to get up the Shemayim. But anyways, to get up there. Yeah. Not alien. They were trying to get up to Shemayim, and they would have been able to fight Malach and fight Hashem.
They wanted to get out of the gravitational pull.
And they had technology to do that?
They had something. Whatever that means exactly, anything that's going on today, it could have been technically around at some point.
Yeah, technology.
Yeah. The Rambam says it was like a lightning rod. It was supposed to be like a lightning rod. They understood that there's a cycle. The first God's word chose water, then it's going to be lightning. So they made like a lightning rod. Instead of lightning the earth, it was granted that it should hit the tower.
Ah. Interesting. So anyways, it says what's called a little bit after when it's saying all the people who came from Chom and Mitzrayim before to Canaan. So it says Vikush Yaldas Nimrod, who hechel lives Gibor Ba'aretz. He started off to be a Gibor. What type of Gibor? Who hoya Gibor Tzai Lufnei Hashem? He was the one who started rebelling against Hashem. Akeni Yomer Kinyomer Gibor Tzai Lufnei Hashem. is the first bad person, quote unquote. In other words, even though you had Rishayim, but someone to literally get up like as a king against Hashem, he was it. Simple reading it means, then Asher went, even as Ninveh, and he built Ninveh. Beautiful. Rashi says, Kivon Shira Asher's bond of Shemuel and Nimrod, once Asher realized that his sons were listening to Nimrod, umurd and b'makim livnais hamigdal, and they were rebelling against Hashem to build the tower, Yatsumi Taicham, Rashi's quoting a Medrash, that's why he left.
That's a different Asher than one of the Shevardim.
That's Asher, and this is Ashur.
Oh, Ashur,
yeah. So the Chizkuni says very beautifully, Minarta hi yotza Asher, shem ish k'mesh pirish Rashi. V'nimtza b'medrash, the Medrash explains, Ma ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did Hashem see, Lahamid Navi Leichiach Ninveh, Yoyser Mikol Shara Adama? Why was Ninveh, like we read about by Yoyin on Yom Kippur, why was it Zaycha to have a Navi come to it and warn upon it to do tshuva as opposed to any other nation? Ella, Bishus Asher Shay Tzadik Shabon Ninveh, Bishus Asher, who was a Tzadik, who built Ninveh. Why? Why is he a Tzadik? Kidhsiv, Mina Arta hi Yatza Asher. Like we see right here that he left. What does that mean he left? Pirish Mina Eitza hi Yatza Asher. It means he said, I'm having no part, almost like Yisra. Yisra ran away, Asher ran away, I am not having any part of this. Like Rashi said, to keep his kids away, Shalei Hiskim Ladara Flug of a Tzadik Haya. He was a Tzadik. And that's what the next Pasuk says. Ves Resin Beinit, I'm sorry, right here, but even as Ninveh, in that same Pasuk, it says, he built Ninveh. So since Asher built it, they had a Zas Chos, and Mamel Hashem sent them a Navi. And it was beautiful. Yeah. Right. Do tshuva. Lamaisa, beautiful, good, and the whole Ninveh does tshuva, right? That's why Yaina becomes Ice Mensch. Beautiful. Lamaisa says the Chizkuni, Lipsoif Ksiv, at the end of 2,000 years of story, what is it saying to Tehillim that a lot of shul say? Gam Ashur Nevoimam, so to Ashur gathers with the Goyim up against us. Shel Psoif Sarach, which shows us that Lamaisa, at the end of his day or at the end of his generation's day, the kids who came from him, they ended up going bad. So we see from here a very. What?
Going back the right way or going back to Nimrod, the kids?
No, it's the Lipsoif Sarach, they went to the wrong way, and that's why way later you see that the nation of Asher, which should have had billions of Schusim and Bin Tzadikim, no, now they're right up there with all the Goyim to attack us. So, Melu, we see over here that we have to be very, very careful how things pass on. That, yes, it's a Gevaldiga thing. The only one, we read about them on every Kippur. It's a beautiful thing. And then they're the place that Pirates is chosen to give what's called them for 3 days that every single person fasted. It's and they did an actual tshuva. It's beautiful. But it has to be wholehearted and in the correct way, making sure that nothing wrong is taken in, or at least once it's taken in, Chas V'Shalom, that it's weeded out in the right way, so that it won't end Chas V'Shalom with. Exactly.
Avada.
A guten Shabbos, Baz Hashem. Next week, Avraham Avinu.
Why didn't they?